Blog Talk Radio.
I need a charger. While you're up.
Captured, half a slave. That's the way it was. Happened so naturally. Didn't I know it was love? The next thing I felt was you holding me so. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. Now I'm flying through the stars. Hope this night could last forever. I've been waiting for you. It's been so long. I knew just what I would do when I heard your song. You filled my heart with your lips and gave me freedom. I want this dream to be real. I need this feeling. I make my wish upon the star. Hope this night could last forever. Oh, oh.
Hey, 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 you guys. Yes, we made it back in here another Thursday. Thursday, yes, 2020 Vision is back for the 2024 baby. Turn up. 2020 Vision is back on. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited today. I have wonderful special guests. I can barely hear me. Can you hear me, Tony? Can they hear me?
You sound fantastic.
Oh, y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Good, good. Fantastic. Okay. So, it's usually right there, and I can usually adjust it. That's
oh,
what it is.
They moved it. It's 2024.
I know.
They took control.
He's doing something different.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I have a special guest in the house today. I'm so excited, and we're going to be hearing from him in just a few moments. But until the meantime, you guys know how I like to do. I want to do my shout-outs. First of all, I want to shout out my niece, Cassia, for doing this hair for me. She did this thing, you know. I want to shout out my son, Steezy Nasa, rest in heaven, Yahshua. You will always, always, always be remembered, never forgotten. I love you to life and beyond. Also want to shout out my other son. He goes by the name of YP Dreski, and he's promoting his new mixtape called Play a Shit. So we got a little we got a little something to show y'all for that.
You know, it's tracking all night, tracking all night, all down, with the low, shawty came in with the low, with that low, do a few laps around the bitty in a Benzo, we was hopping up, popping, pippin' in that Kenzo, mixtapes jumping out the trunk like Nipto, all black Batmobile, no rental, all white bitch got the tricks going mental, I just wrapped my wrist in VVS, I got a brick on, I might let the bitch hit the cup just to sip though.
Yes, that is the mixtape that was released on my son's birthday, April 21st, rest in heaven, they made that compilation prior to his transition, and we're just celebrating. We call it a family affair. Play a shit. A family affair. Oh, it runs in the family, honey. Anyway, next, you know, without further ado, let's get to some of those TikTok videos, baby. Let's turn up.
Hey, baby bear, you want to watch Training Day when you get done?
With Denzel?
Denzel?
Dad, his name is Denzel.
Look, you gonna tell me what his name is? I've been watching this man my whole goddamn life. His name is Denzel Washington.
Actually, it's Denzel.
I'm gonna go play Minecraft while you reevaluate your life.
So, did y'all know?
I didn't know.
You didn't know it was Denzel?
No.
Huh?
It's Denzel.
But he said
that's
Denzel.
What his mama named him. Mama named him Denzel.
And so he said, actually, it's Denzel. Was he joking?
Denzel.
Huh?
That's the first time I ever seen that.
Hmm. Me too.
Shout out to your show.
Did you know?
I didn't know that.
You didn't
that
know?
Was my first time.
Oh, my God.
Speedy has a picture with him. You don't know his name?
Well, I even showed him.
In the picture
was
Denzel. That other guy was Denzel.
Tony, can I get some? Okay.
Maybe you're not as close as we thought you were.
We also have a special guest in the house. My co-host, the co-pilot in this plane with me, or this train. Are you on the, are we on a plane? Because Speedy's in the building, so we're on a plane. We got
some facts. Definitely.
By the name of Mr. Edouard LeBrand.
How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, Speedy? How y'all
What's up, man?
Yeah, all right. It's dope. Love it.
All right, let's get to that next TikTok. Oh, who do we have to thank for that one? Who sent that?
Yes, Childish Daddy.
Childish Daddy. Thank you. Keep putting out content, and we'll keep showing it. Keep sending it to us. We love it. We love it. We love it. We peruse TikTok and even Instagram now. They have reels. So we love, you know, showing the things that you guys send me in my inbox. And you content creators, keep going, because you too can be a star and go viral. Mm-hmm. All right. what we got next, Tony?
So what were y'all doing in Miami? What were y'all doing in Miami? Miami? Don't play stupid with me. There are reports that there were aliens at the Bayside Mall in Miami. What were y'all doing in Miami?
Sir, I don't think that was us.
That wasn't us this time.
Yeah, it wasn't us.
We are in the mall.
Bitch, why I just got some shoes from Coach that was $354?
I thought they was $299.
Child, you know Earth got taxes.
Oh, yeah. We out here in Miami. Looking for the Hoochie Daddy.
Everybody screaming, child.
Sir, I'm pretty sure ain't nobody see us.
So as we running, we look back and we notice some weird shapes taller than me. I'm 6 foot two.
First of all, he lying. I'm like 5'3". And I'm only 5'5", so I don't know what he's talking about.
And plus, we already abducted that nigga.
Where he at?
Back there.
That's the wrong nigga.
We out here in Miami. Looking for the sugar daddies. I love that part. I kept rewinding that part. They was looking for. What did you think about the whole alien attack in Miami?
I saw that. I don't believe it.
You don't believe
it? Because there's always somebody. I seen them, and you go, "What's your name?" I don't want to tell y'all because I seen them. So no, I don't believe it.
No.
Need more people.
I'm thinking like the holograms, like, you know, Tupac.
Okay.
So they could have been using holograms.
I need a picture.
Yeah.
But why are they using holograms in the mall in Miami?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody got a phone.
Okay.
So even when you see a fight, they don't even stop the fight. They pull out their phone. So who didn't take a picture?
Okay. That makes sense. That was the first
everybody
time.
Everybody take pictures.
See? You're fast. They call you
shout out to Denzel.
Denzel.
Him too.
Did you see they say a portal opened?
Oh.
Yeah, they say a portal opened and these 3 10-foot creatures came out and they were transparent like on The Predator and they were fading in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still would have put out my camera.
Yeah, we got to see
I got my phone.
They said while they was walking, they was teleporting.
Mm-hmm.
Teleporting and walking.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that. I can get down with that.
I don't believe it.
I mean, I think the aliens are us.
So we teleport. It was us.
Yeah, I think so.
It was a snatch and grab, dude. That's what it was.
Snatch and grab.
Teleport through the mall.
And they shut it. No. Mm-hmm. All right. Who do we have to thank for that one?
Jules Back.
Thanks, Jules.
Thank you, Jules.
Jules, I'm pretty sure Jules was one of those voices.
Chicka Daddy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's one of them. Hey, Jules.
Miami. Every time I'm going to say Miami like that. Miami.
Uh-uh.
Where you going? To Miami.
I ain't going with you.
We ain't going to Miami.
Nah.
You want to go to Miami? Okay, what we got next one?
Chat, do you sometimes sit and just be thinking like, man,
I can't believe my best friend's a thug.
You're not a thug.
Yes, I am a thug.
You're not a thug.
Yes, I am.
How are you a thug?
I took hip-hop classes, Chad.
That doesn't make you a thug.
I stay strapped, cuz. You know this.
You ain't got a gun.
I always thought they were talking about seatbelts.
You are not a thug.
Did you know I took drugs?
It was children's Tylenol.
My pediatrician gave it to me.
There's not a thuggish bone in your body.
Then how come I've been to jail, Chad?
To pick up your uncle.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
I was different when I came home.
You seemed the same to me.
I robbed a bitch the other day.
You took a piece of gum from your baby cousin.
And I'd do it again, bro.
Derek, you do realize...
I have Chanelli CDs. You know that, right?
You convinced me. Can't believe my best friend's a thug.
It's crazy, right?
It is. You want to go play basketball?
I can't. I have a cheerleading competition.
Kind of sad to see that video.
I know. I know.
Dope, yeah. Though. They were good.
They were so good.
Him and his dad.
Him and his dad, really good. And
what happened?
His dad passed.
Yeah. Oh, right, dang. When he got the George Lopez show.
Yep.
Dang. So as he gets out of there, I don't. Was cancer? I think.
Yeah.
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 Oh wow.
Yeah, they were so funny,
they
so
were
good.
Chilling on the internet.
I mean, viral, a show.
Yeah.
That's why I say don't sleep on TikTok.
Yeah.
Don't get it. Yeah, he got the George Lopez.
Mm-hmm. From that, from his TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Do we got time for one more?
She's
yeah.
Dope.
One more. Let's do one more.
That was Mary M. Blah.
Okay, Mary, what is it?
Mary M. Blah.
Mary M. Blah.
Blah. Well, you know how long you have to stay up to come up with that name.
I mean.
My name is Mary.
Shout out to you, Mary.
Blah.
All right, one more. Let's show one more. We get
on, if you could sell me this calculator, I'll give you 5 seconds to grab whatever you want.
Is that the only calculator you bought?
Yes. All
right. Slim Jim,
can I
get a couple of Nutella?
Yep.
Can you calculate that for me?
Damn, I don't have a calculator.
I got a deal for you, $2.99 for this calculator.
All right, let me get that. Go grab whatever you want. 5, 4, 3,
uh-huh.
2, and 1. Karan, why you grabbed all this?
I grabbed this for the house. Oh, I grabbed this for the house. Oh, this is for my mother because she likes me.
Uh-huh.
I got rice because you know I love rice.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah?
I thought that was so cute. See, that would be your thing, Peter.
All,
I'm not trying to give you another kid.
All four of them. I got 8. So. Throw him on the pile. Let's go.
I mean, the ingenuity, though.
Yeah, that was funny.
That would be you. Well, you guys, again, I have a wonderful guest in the house and also have some people riding along on the plane for me co-piloting and thing. You brought your own co-pilot. No fair.
Yeah. You need a ride. You know, you need a ride.
I was available.
He should be in the car.
He told me I was going to be a star.
Not today.
Where are we? So, but, you know, let me talk about you for a minute before we,
oh, wow.
You know. So comedy is everything. Laughter is life. Laughter is like a massage to the soul. It's healing, and it's an expression of pure joy. It's a pleasure when we're able to see a comedian grow all while living their lives out loud. Often they're sharing their life stories with us, as well as allowing us to find humor in their pain. Every now and then we run across a legend in the comedy world, and when we do, we realize that it's time to celebrate them and give them their flowers. So today, we would like to recognize and celebrate my friend that you have seen on BET, the Apollo, the Jamie Foxx show, on tour around the country.
Is he here?
The Foxhole, and his own rollout digital radio show with Speedy and Friends. Give a warm 2020 vision welcome to Speedy.
All right. I was waiting for somebody to come through the door. How
it's
y'all
you.
Doing?
Man, yeah, don't. It's, wait. Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Here, this is in the club. You come off the wall. You come right off the wall. You don't know how, if you in New York, you don't know how long he don't let it play. L.A., you at least get to the. You get
also
to.
Also, hard. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, you at least get to Yeezy's line, but. In New York, you get right there and they drop a bomb and put another song on. You're like, come on, man. I didn't get a chance to dance.
Well, it's all about you today. It's your celebration today. And
appreciate that.
My people, they're very nosy. Facebook land, YouTube land, Twitter land out there. They're very nosy. They want to get all in.
I'll give them all the tea. I'm going to give them all the tea.
Yeah, okay. So, but we really want to.
They did clone Fox. Go ahead. Next
one. You know what? I promised myself that I wasn't going to do that. Okay?
You can do it. It's all good.
Huh? We'll get there. But, you know, obviously I met you in Seattle first before I met you.
Long time.
But I don't know where you're originally from.
Born and raised right here in Los Angeles.
Really? No.
Born and raised, yeah.
So were you living in Seattle when I met
No,
you?
No. I used to have a Wednesday night comedy club in Seattle. I would fly there. I would leave on Wednesday morning, come back Friday.
Okay.
And I love Seattle.
Yeah. They showed you a lot of love.
Yeah. Outside of the rain, you have to get used to the rain. Outside of that, I love Seattle and some beautiful women. Mm-hmm. Your flavor, ones are definitely your flavor.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but
yeah, well, you know, kind of, you know, lighter on the skin. You know what I mean? Anyway, but I love Seattle, and Seattle is like, and I did that show for like 2 years running.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember, but that's how we met. I was hired to open up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our first time. Meeting.
Oh, very long time.
Yeah. Then like the next week, I swear to God, I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the Sunshine Room, and there you were. Somebody took me there and was like, oh, you need to go. The singers are there. That's where everybody's doing the thing. And I looked, and you was hosting. I was like, oh, my God, I know him. So you know how it was. It was a fight to get on that stage. So I ran up there, and I was like, Biddy, and you just gave me the mic.
You did good.
Yeah. I was like, let me break it down.
She could really sing. I don't really say that a lot, but you can really sing.
Yeah, thank you.
You got mad vocals.
Thank you. So born here, raised in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the name Speedy, how did you get
that? So there were seven of us. So my mom, I was a hyper kid.
Okay.
So they didn't take you to the doctor then. They just give you nicknames. So otherwise, I'd have been Ritalin.
Tell Ritalin, come in the house. Doze off. Come here.
But yeah, so that was my nickname. And I just was, and then, so when I got into comedy, my real name is Donald Ray Caldwell. Not cool.
Donald.
And this one guy saw me perform. He goes,
I would have gave you Andre.
Yeah. Donald Ray sound like, you know.
Antoine.
Yeah.
What are those debonair names? Yeah. Yeah, you know, little slick ass nigga names.
So everyone knew me here in L.A. as Speedy.
Okay.
From street races. We had street races here.
Oh, okay.
And so when I got into comedy, I just said, well, I'll just stay with Speedy because everybody knew that. And so it's been Speedy ever since. And someone goes, when are you going to stop using it? I'm like, never.
Yeah.
I go into meetings.
Speedy.
For pitch meetings. Okay, we got Speedies here. Come on in.
Not fast anymore. Not on any legal documents, by the way.
No.
Not even in the contract that says into perpetuity.
Nah.
Name and likeness.
I've gotten checks that say Speedy Caldwell.
Okay.
And I'll find a way. I can cash those.
Yeah.
I go, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
And then I show them my card. They go, oh, okay, that's it. You'll cash it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Speedy Cash. Anyway.
And then when and who discovered that you were funny? Well, who was the first one that told you you're funny? Or who was the first one that laughed at a joke?
Oh, good question. Mm. Great question. It wasn't someone that said I was funny. It was, I just thought I could do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Virgo. So Virgos is...
That explains it all.
Yeah, we think we can accomplish anything. So I was my thing I used to do back in the day, I would go on a date, and I'd take the young lady, we'd go get something to eat, and then we'd go to the comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a guy come on. He's doing this movie, and he did this, and he did that. Hey, come on. I said, he ain't even funny. I said, I can do that and get on TV.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I got half of it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got the funny part. But I don't think it was just me. I think everyone is born with the gifts.
Right.
Like, you have the gift to sing. Mm-hmm. And some people know what the gifts are. Like LeBron, he knew what his gift was right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I didn't know what my purpose was on this earth. And then comedy within... I went the first time. I never got booed, but I did tell a joke that didn't. No one laughed, so I got off.
Okay.
So I didn't give him a chance to boo at me. I was like, thank you. Y'all have a good evening. May God bless you.
This was after your first joke? He was like,
the joke was, there was a commercial about V8. And the guy has a soda, and he drinks a soda. He goes, dang, I could add a V8.
Right.
So I said, you ever be in the mall with your girl, see somebody look better than her? Go, dang, I could add a V8.
That's funny.
No. They didn't laugh.
It
Everybody
a,
just looked at me.
A room
I went,
full of women?
Hilarious. It might have been. And I just like, thank you. I am Speedy. May God bless you. Man, got off stage. And so the next time I went on stage, I used to listen to Richard Pryor. So I listened to the cadence and what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, well, I just talk about my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And people started to laugh. And now it's like drinking water. It's easy.
For me, at least. Yeah.
And I'm very, I want to get on stage and to make people laugh. I enjoy making people laugh. I figure that's what I put on this earth to do.
I believe so. I believe that too. I think I see you, you just hosted or opened up for, what was this R&B singer?
Oh, Kim.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. We're in Oakland, California at the Paramount. So apparently in Oakland, no one drives their car downtown.
Really?
Do you know why?
Because
they'll break into it.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. So they were like, so they were going to have a band to open for him, but the band would have to park their cars downtown.
Yeah.
So they called me and said, well, can you come open? I was like, yeah. And I've opened for him a couple of times. And he was really good. Really,
yeah.
He killed it. He killed it. It was fun. Packed house. Had a great time.
Good. Wait a minute. You were in the Bay. He said cars can't be parked.
Not downtown.
Not in Oakland. When I was in Oakland, it was so bad to where you couldn't even wear a uniform downtown or they would have robbed you or beat you up.
What you mean? What kind of uniform?
Any kind of uniform.
So you got
UPS uniform.
Income.
Post office. Yeah.
I hate to
UPS
ask.
UPS uniform.
Can I ask a question?
What
me and the white man are thinking the same thing. Were these niggas robbing people, doing all this crime?
Tony is not thinking that because.
I know he is.
Tony is an ally.
It was a war going on. I think it was.
Yeah.
A gang war going on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was real territorial.
Yeah. Oakland, I love Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Because Oakland is where I won the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. So that pretty much put me on the map for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always go there and do shows. So I love Oakland. But I just, they said don't bring a car downtown. So I was like, okay, I'll walk.
Bay
Area Black Comedy
Bay
Competition.
Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, you got that. You got that.
My
you
bad.
Got that
Bay Area Black Bay Comedy Area. Competition, which they did that Bear. For. So this. So from. So Fox won. I won. Lester Berry.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can name these all. Mark Curry.
Okay.
Lunell didn't win. I beat Lunell. But a lot of the top comedians won.
This is his commentary. This is not mine.
I beat him. Beat Joe Torre. Beat them all.
Joe, listen, Joe, you know you're my homie. Hey, that's.
Beat them all.
Beat them.
Yeah, so and that's what really, that's how comedians were able to go to the next level or be seen by, because from that I was able to get Def Jam and Apollo. I did the Apollo.
Okay. So that was a catapult.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And ever since, so that's 91, 92. Fox won in 92.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Berry won in 91.
Mm-hmm.
He beat D.L. Hughley, of all people.
Oh, wow.
And then I won in 94. Ricky Harris won in 93.
Wow.
And then from that point on, like, I haven't had a job since 91.
That's a blessing.
Like a job.
That's a blessing. And was able to raise all your children.
Well, we'll go with that. No, we'll go with that.
Financially, we're able to contribute.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. I sure did.
The county helps, too.
the government likes the brothers.
This is the help out you and the kids.
I was very blessed, too.
Very blessed. You know what? I have a little story about you. So you know how
I don't see this in my memos, but go ahead.
So you know how I had told everybody just now how you're my friend and how we met in Seattle and continued our friendship, working friendship relationship in L.A. Remember how I just said
mm-hmm.
that? So when Jamie had did his tour when he was singing and doing comedy.
We did come to Seattle.
He came to Seattle.
I
had moved back to Seattle from L.A.
Yeah. And you called me.
Huh?
You text, I think.
I just knew you was going to be there. I was like, because at the time I was married, so I was like, I was talking big shit. I was like, my boy Speedy, you know what I'm saying?
Now I'm going to get beat up.
He opened it up. I already know, because that's his best friend. He opened it up for Jamie. So when he see us, it's all love. It's all love. Nigga.
I was Speedy then.
Well, you was Speedy.
There's two Speedies.
Yes,
there's this Speedy, and then there's Showtime Speedy.
Okay.
Yes. Showtime is, hey, how's everybody doing? Thank you for coming out. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Because it was after the show, so I was like, they had a little VIP area, and they had you sitting up there on the platform and shit. I was like, there he is. That's my boy. He about to.
He's going to hook us up.
Yes.
He's going to get us backstage.
He's going to do something. I walked up to you, and I was like, hey, Speedy, you look. I wanted to jump over the rope at you, nigga. I wanted to jump on the rope because I used to be playing interference for all them girls you was talking to when we was at the Sunset Room.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
talking about. Yeah, I was running interference for your ass, but you don't know me. But I forgive you.
I remember that.
You remember?
Nah. Nah.
It's so great to see you.
There is a mode. That he, like he was saying, there's because when you get on the road,
uh-huh.
Everybody's, hey, yo, Speed, let me talk to you. Yeah, give me 2 seconds, bro. I'll be right back. So, and usually on our tours, we would always let women come backstage.
Yeah.
And then
but I was with a dude. That's probably why.
And we can't. So the rule was, if you didn't know, no dudes backstage.
Right.
Under no circumstances.
Of course.
There's no dude going to be like, so is Fox coming out, dog?
Mm-mm.
No, you're not. Security and pussy righteous, and that was the rule. So if you were with him,
yeah.
That's probably what happened. They were like, "Nah, you can come."
But,
that's how the parties was.
Yeah,
because at the parties, it was the same way. Fox would at the party go, "All right, Speed, it's trying to thin it out."
Mm-hmm.
And so we start off with going, "If I don't know you, you got to go. Don't get to know me now. It's too late. You had all the whole day at the party to get to know me.
Yeah.
And if you with your girl and she decide to stay."
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad.
Yeah.
Just step on the other side of the gate. So that's all we asked
you.
And it was always
you.
A problem.
I forgave you a long time ago. You know.
I'm here now.
Especially since you had me on your show like a million times. I forgive you.
And then we re-see each other at Linnell's thing.
Yeah, the comedy
yes,
awards.
Because you sang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had, it was the boyfriend? Should we say anything?
Huh?
Susan? All right, cool.
She
him.
Said, huh?
It was him. It was Mr.
Edouard
LeGrand.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Hello there. You've been here the whole time, Steve.
You've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
He doubles as, engineer,
security.
For security, for sure. That was first. That's how we met.
Have security.
Yeah, he's in disguise.
That's how
he blended with the bushes.
Right. He blended in with the podcast.
That's how we met on some security.
You get that touch on your shoulder.
He was like, hey, let me be your security guard.
Hey, you need.
I was like, no, that's a line I ain't never heard before. I'm like, hey, baby, let me protect you. Okay, well, shit.
I'm going to have to use that one because I ain't got no way. I'm out here in the snow.
Okay. You probably would have said that. I'm just saying.
Hey.
But anyway, so, we have, we like to pay homage to the greats and the legends, And we put a little something together for you.
Oh, yes, another surprise. Is my mama coming out?
No, your mama.
She's with Jesus. She can't come out. I said to everybody, when my mother passed, my mother was in church 24/7. She's definitely in heaven. Whether it's one or not,
she's
in
heaven.
She is. She's right next to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Singing.
I believe.
And she's right here, too.
Yeah.
Waiting for this video. So without further
ado. Huh? You got a video of me?
It, it
I knew
ain't,
I saw some cameras in my
naked.
Bathroom.
It's not nothing crazy.
Okay, cool.
Huh?
All right, cool.
And Wanza didn't submit it for me. Had he submitted these clips, it would have
been
a whole different
weird,
story.
Yeah.
I don't have any private videos of him.
Dang, I did say that, didn't I,
Wanza? Yeah,
by
just,
the way, you guys,
we
have Wanza in the house.
Hey, what's
one
up?
One of the co-hosts on Digital, Rollout Digital, radio show with Speedy and Friends. Speedy came to, he was really his
You always do good on this.
Pretty much.
I do good on this.
Fans like you, and they showed it by buying your product.
They did.
Because I tell people, support is not just saying I support; it's buying whatever they have, or getting those tickets or whatever it is.
You're right.
And the songs are hot.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
You know what? You bring out something. Excuse me. You bring out something in me that I mean, I think I knew I had it, but never thought about pursuing it for real.
Oh. Yeah, I think when people do the radio show, especially the way we do it, so we just go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like jump rope. Either you know how to jump rope or you're going to sit on the side and hold the rope.
That's
so
right.
So you can pick and choose which one you want to do.
That's right.
And most people want to get in there and they want to jump rope. So
exactly. That's exactly what it is. Because the first time I came, I didn't know if it was going to be an interview. I didn't know what it was going to be.
No, it wasn't like this.
Nah.
This is professional. It's so quiet in here. I thought it was a Bible study. Wait for the pastor to come out. I want y'all to put your hands together.
It's usually the energy of the people that get it,
Mm-hmm.
So blame it on yourself if it's not hype.
Because this is dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stealing every idea I see.
I was thinking about that. Speedy,
give me a white guy to work
TikTok
the board.
Videos on Friday, on tomorrow.
No, the table's fire. The way you have it set up.
Yeah.
Dope.
Thanks to Tony. Is your is Nick back in tomorrow?
Yeah, Nick's back. His back has been messing up with him.
Okay. Shout out to you, Nick. You keep the show going. And healing energy to you, Nick. Healing energy. I tried to do a little Ricky one before we left.
Put
the
heat pad on. He'd be all right.
Okay, without further ado, let's show this video of Speedy.
Not approved video. All I can say is,
whoa. Going through too much, man. Dealing with too much. White people, I see you. Thank you for coming out supporting black folks. Thank you for coming out. Yeah. You motherfuckers are hating. I love white people. I love them. Because you can go out to dinner with white people, hear shit you'll never hear with nobody black. You're just like, look, Speedy, I got the bill. Don't worry about it. You don't hear that shit with no black people. Mm-mm. You're just like, look, I ain't handle chicken wing. I ain't handle 7-Up. I don't give a fuck if it's your birthday, granny. I ain't have all this shit. Do it, bet I make a feel it.
I bet I pull up in that shit with that umbrella. There you go, Foxhole Comedy Corner, where we just have fun. We take regular serious topics, try to flip them, make them funny, and we do that all day, 7 o'clock on the west, 10 on the east. Friday, we do the Fox. And you know I stepped in with the real steppers.
I know you see the stripper thing, little thick yellow. I mean, it's like, I could drink all night.
Tell me about it, man.
You know all my kids on drugs? Damn. Man, I need a new liver.
You need a new liver?
And my wife, yeah, she just left me for my best friend's wife. You know what I'm saying?
You ever go in the bathroom, forget to bring something to read, so you just read anything, like Clorox? Let me see what's in this. I'm going to read
something.
You fly. I see how you rolling or whatever, right? You on the road all the time. There's plenty of girls out there. Why, mama?
All right, man. It's for her money.
Man, I'm going to whoop your ass. All
right. Here's your Fox Quiz, man. So we go back 1990 is how long we've been knowing each other. And he don't come any place at no fucking time. So, the fact you even showed the fuck up, man.
Hey,
man, y'all give it up to Steve. Hey, Steve. I always try to get here.
No.
Yawning while I'm yawning. Wipe the coal out my eyes. See who's this page of me and why. It's my nigga Bop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambler spot. Heard the intricate plot. The niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love. Please still drop the caper.
You stuttered. You stuttered.
Then she, when she came back from the break, and then she announced it. I picked up the phone. I said, me something you want to.
But what you said, they're heavy, right?
Yes.
Well, hold on.
Well, they are, right?
They're heavy. Well, what you gonna do with that extra titty meat?
I'm not doing nothing.
Maybe you can donate it to the show.
Shout out to Nikila.
Just put it on the table. We have it on the table. Maybe
we can auction it off on the show.
Look, that's a big money move right there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised with a motherfucker.
I get a moment of silence. Let me pray for my parents.
All I can say is, whoa. Bye, whoa.
Fuck you. I don't know you motherfuckers either. Fuck y'all talking about. I don't give a fuck. They looked at me like, okay, that ain't Jamie. Fuck you. There's other motherfuckers before we get to Jamie. There's some other motherfuckers, and that's me. I don't like that little bullshit-ass clap. There's no section here. I don't give a fuck. You niggas clap, too. How you doing? Come on in. Come on. I don't even fuck with her. They got lost. But you go on and sit down. All right. You guys together. Yeah, two dudes gonna sit together. I guess I don't give a fuck. Anyway, how you doing, brother? You're gonna eat your chips here. Your chips you bought from home. You're gonna eat them at the... Okay, cool. This is that bullshit right now. All right. You got them fatigued. Security? Can you get security? A nigga with fatigue down in the front row with a white woman. I don't know what to do. How you doing, mama? Love your hat. Love your hat. Your little Easter hat on. I see what's going on. All right. Going to Bible study after this. Give fuck you niggas don't like
it. All I can say is, whoa.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Wow. That was back, bring back a lot of memories, especially the Jamie Foxx show one.
I know you don't drink, but just lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Lemonade. We'll pretend like it's something else.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, he didn't know he was coming. This nigga don't get no drink.
Well, I'm here now.
But salute to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you.
You
can raise the whole lemonade thing.
take yours to the head.
You can take the head and then pour some in my cup. Here you go, dog. This is you.
He got enough to pour out for his homies.
Salute to you.
3-5. 3-5 running. It's 3-5 running. That's what we call it.
3-5 running, baby. And you still in the
still
game.
Telling these jokes. The scene from the Jimmy Fox show when Joe LaVert was on. So they didn't know I was going to pick the bat up.
Uh-huh.
But I told one of the guys, just give me a bat, because in the scene, you know, when he, because that's actually a joke.
I was going to ask you, did you have that bat behind
yeah,
there?
Yeah, so I told him, but just... Fox and they didn't know it was going to be there.
Okay.
And so when he says that line, I reached down for the bat, and Fox, he had, because he was going to laugh, and he had to just hold in, and, went, and they were both going to laugh. Yeah, I did the warm-up. So every once in a while, I would get to be on the show. I was on the show, I think, 6 times.
Oh, wow.
Played a security guard, police officer.
I remember the security guard.
And bailiff and bartender.
Bartender, yeah. So warm-up, that means that you would come out and warm up the studio audience.
Warm up the audience, yeah. I did a lot of shows. Jimmy Fox Show, In Living Color, Married with Children, Moesha, Monique, LL Show in the house.
Okay.
Which was hilarious. Got to know L, which was weird.
Yeah.
Weird guy, but he was cool.
LL? Ladies love Cool J.
Nick, his lips too much for you. Hey, Spady.
Yeah, let me go do the warm-up, dog.
Good morning, Spady.
Nah.
LL Cool J is hard as hell.
By the way, if you have any callers that want to call in and talk to you, share some stories, it's 563. No. New number. What is it? You can say it, Tony. Can you say it over there for us?
Yeah. It's 515-602-9771.
Okay, so that's the old number. Yeah. They just changed it today. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it's the first day back.
So what? Say it again. What is it? The number? Call in number, you guys. Call in number.
515-602-9771.
Call in.
Just in case anybody want to call and chat. Is the chatter saying anything on Facebook?
You don't want to do that. Then nobody call. You're like, it's crazy. Lines are open.
I forgot the phones were broke.
Try to save me.
Yeah. I think we turned off.
Kimberly Wesley says she loves the show. She says she's known Speedy since she was 16.
Oh,
Kimberly Wesley.
Wow.
That's scary.
She's
like R. Kelly now.
Kimberly.
She's only 5.
Hey, Kimberly.
She's only 5.
I think you meant 18, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this print there. She's Joe Little's ex-wife.
Oh, yes, Kim. Hey, Kimberly.
Oh,
how you doing?
Why you say it like that?
Because I remember now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Joe Little. Yeah. We go way back. She knew me before comedy.
Oh, okay.
Guy Davis says, salute to Speedy.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Seattle.
Thank you,
that's brother. Your Seattle love
yeah.
guy.
Shout out to Guy.
Yeah.
That was my, every time I would come there, he'd be my DJ.
Yes. He's
my DJ. So we had a club, and it was just me and the comedian.
Okay.
And Guy. So, which is really hard for comics to do, because I'll do like 45 minutes and then bring them on, and they got to do 45.
Wow.
So that is one comic he came. I don't want to bust him out. And he had 15. He told me he had an hour.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
did 15 minutes. And as a comic, you know when the comedian's about to wind down, he's like, it's crazy. Who got kids? I went, Why is he asking who got kids? That's not in his head. And so, and he's only 15 minutes in. They haven't even bought out the food yet.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
the job for the headliner is to, you have to stay on stage long enough for the club to feed the people,
okay.
give them their bill,
okay.
get the money from the bill,
okay.
and then you can come on stage.
Okay.
So your job is to stay on stage until you see them collecting money, and then you can go, hey, you know, you guys, great audience, good night, and the host come back up, and he'll kind of drag it out a little bit more.
Okay.
And so he was 15 minutes into doing an hour set and said, it's crazy. Who got kids? And I was like, nobody got
kids. What about turtleneck? Anybody got on a turtleneck?
Look at D. What's your name?
No. Doing what's your name?
That's how you know comics run out of jokes.
Yeah,
crazy. You hear it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's happened to me.
What else?
I said it's happened to me. When you just start, you know, you run out of stuff.
Because you'll say a joke you thought was funny, uh-huh. and then no one laughs. You got to go, yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
Who's married? Anybody married? Cool. Who you married to?
I did jokes that didn't hit at all, and I would move on to the next joke. But in my mind, it never happened to me. So the first time it happened, I did the joke. It didn't land. I was like, maybe it's just taking some time to go through their system.
Oh, God. Yeah,
the microphone, the delay.
I went to the next joke, still nothing. In my mind, I started to panic. I said, oh, my God, I am not funny tonight.
Side of a not funny comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Not funny.
Well,
since
night.
We're here now.
Okay, you guys, let's take a quick sponsor commercial
oh,
break.
Sponsor?
I mean, you know, we're trying to do a little something.
Checks.
Almost. Yeah, you know, that's what we're manifesting for 2020.
Yes, we are.
Getting checks from sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a little clip you can show really quick. So you guys, we are doing 30-second, 50-dollar time slots. What is it?
60 seconds.
What is it? No, 30 seconds.
Is it 30?
We ain't giving them 60 seconds for $50.
Oh, my bad. 30 seconds for $50.
Yeah. So you two can advertise with us here on 2020 Vision, $50 advertising slots. That'll get you the flyer and my voice over your flyer talking like this. No, seriously. And then if you want to do the $100 advertisements, then we'll make a whole video for you, a commercial for you, and you can show. What'd you say? What'd you say, Waza? Who said that?
That was Speedy.
Is that what you say, Speedy? Well, I mean, we got services like that, too. No, I'm just playing. All I can say is, well, when I do it. Okay, so, yeah, so it's $100 if you want to have a 30-second commercial, or $50 if you want to have me talk over your flyer, and we'll show your flyer for 30 seconds. All righty. Back to it. So any more chatters, any more callers?
On the chat, we still got a Kim. She said something. Hold on. She said she said, hey, Speedy, you do you remember when she was pregnant and you was making the fat jokes about her?
Sound like Speedy.
Right?
Yeah, Lil Joe was there or something.
Oh, he really remembers.
Yeah.
Okay, and we do.
And we got Claybo from 50 State Coalition said he loves the promotion. He loves the promotion that's going on, so he's probably going to tap in with us.
Oh, show the love with some support, baby.
Oh, cool. Claybo from Vegas.
Hey, what? Shout out to you, Claybo. What?
Yeah, get that $100 slot, bro.
Yeah, get the $100.
Come with a hoe. Okay. I mean, something.
Speedy.
You said for a whole, oh,
you
for a whole honey.
They going to get
for,
me.
Oh, for a whole honey.
Hundred.
Oh, I think you said a whole honey.
Like you said,
get that $100 spot.
Yeah, get the $100 spot. You get a whole, something like a whole honey. You get a whole.
False advertisement.
Well,
it's Speedy over here getting hoes.
For a honey.
I need the $40 slot.
What?
That's a dude.
You know what?
All right, I can go.
All right, Waza. Stop telling your personal business.
That's the back of the strip club.
Yeah,
that's a $40 special in the back of the strip club.
All you hear is going, so what you want to do? I'm cool.
They bring out the $40 one. You're like, you know what? Never mind.
We went to a strip club in Vegas, Fox. We all go.
Yeah.
And so I got a bag full of money, and I was trying to keep as much as possible.
Then why you bring a bag full of money to the store?
I didn't. Fox did.
Oh, okay.
He went.
Yeah. Oh,
got
you
the
was
bag
trying
out.
To keep. Okay.
Yeah, so I was trying to tuck it,
uh-huh.
but couldn't. So I'm making it rain. Uh-huh. This knucklehead taking the money, going. So what's your name? And every time she was saying, put a dollar on it. All right. Just getting to know you. You're like, Wander.
So, Jamie had bags of money for us.
Uh-huh.
It was like. The money never ended. It was like Monopoly money.
Yeah,
so the money never ended. So I'm making it rain too. I'm like, this is fun. And yeah,
but he tried to get to know him though. He's up there. So what do you do after this?
Do an interview.
Yeah.
I had enough to rent one.
For how long?
You mean an interview?
I was like, Fox, you mind if I rent one? I'm not gonna get mad, are you?
Man, we had a ball that night.
Oh, we had a ball.
It was so much money on the floor. Mm. You couldn't walk on the floor.
It was like ice skating.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and they would bring out bricks. They were dollar bills.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to take breaks to sweep.
Up the money. This was all from Fox's bag? Or?
Well, it was a lot.
It won from mine.
Fox, like he's my friend. It's mm-hmm. Jamie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jamie Fox. But you can say Fox, yeah. And everybody knows who you talk about.
Yeah.
You're bestie.
I would still say Jamie. I was like, so the bags were like around our pole. We had our own private pole. I said, Jamie Foxx, is it cool if I reach in the bag and get some more money?
And I kept going, just get the money. Mr. Foxx.
Have you ever done any shows in St. Louis?
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever went to the strip clubs in St. Louis?
Been to the strip clubs in St. Louis. The show I did in St. Louis, pretty sure he's no big. Because I'm getting ready to go on, and his brother walked up. You good, brother? I said, yeah. He do like this. Give me a hand. And he put some money in my hand. And I went, yeah, there's a lot of 20s. I was like, and my boy was like, did you get paid? I guess I did.
Yes, you did.
That's how they paid.
That's exactly how they pay you.
In the loop.
You see it, yeah.
Man, and then here's the story about St. Louis. 89, 90, I didn't really know if I really want to do the comedy thing. So my boy's like, well, come on out to St. Louis. You've never been, come on. And it's wintertime. And I get to St. Louis, never been there. And I'm like, this is not, and he was doing evil haberdasheries and
what?
Yeah, he wasn't. Anyway, so he's like, yo, you want to do this? I'm like, I don't think so, bro. And so Sinbad comes in town.
Okay.
And he's doing a competition. You go to a comedy club. If you're funny, you can host the show with him and Kim from Different World. Not Different World. Queen Latifah Show.
Uh-huh.
I did the warm-up over there, too. And so they come in town, and I was like, I think I'm going to do this comedy thing. He said, well, go do the competition. You might win. Mm-hmm. I go to this competition, and I win.
Yeah.
And I open up for Sinbad and Kim. And from that point on, I stayed doing comedy because I didn't know if I wanted to do it because it was just like.
You was going
to
stop? No.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't.
I'm glad I didn't. And that just so happened, of all places, St. Louis.
Wow.
Why would I go to St. Louis? And that's what, you know how to drive in the snow, right?
Yeah,
nobody told me that. So I hit the brake.
The car starts sliding.
And my boy's like, turn the wheel opposite way, which didn't make sense to me. He said, turn it to. I said, I will not.
You got to turn it to wherever it's sliding. So if your ass end is sliding this way, you got to turn the same way that the ass end is sliding, so you could go. You straight it up.
And you know,
it's
nothing like crashing in the snow because you crash slow.
Really?
You can see it coming. You're sliding the whole time, like 3 and 10, 9, and you just wait for your wheel to break off. Pow.
You'll hit hard, man. And I think it's called Black Ice, right?
Yeah, so it's called Black Ice.
Black Ice. Yeah. And then what's the barbecue place?
Reds.
Yes. Well, it was one that you go to college for.
Huh?
Yeah. It was either in Kansas City or St. Louis.
I don't think.
I just know the barbecue was good.
Only we know is Red. Only barbecue we got in St. Louis is really good.
Yeah, I remember Red. Yeah, I remember Red.
Okay. All right, back down memory lane.
Yeah, in the loop.
In the loop.
St. Lulu.
Hey, shout them out then.
If you get out of loop, well, you can get anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Word. And make it all the way to Cali.
Man.
Word. Word, word, and word.
That's crazy.
You said we have a caller, Tony.
Uh-oh.
What we got on there?
Somebody owe money to.
Right. Can I get my $8?
Who is that? Who's calling? Hello.
Caller, what's your name? Where you go?
Hello.
Hi.
Who this is?
Hello?
Yes. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Kim. Hi. I would say
Kim.
Congratulations. I've been known as Speedy my whole life, and I think you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Thank you.
And I want to say to my friend, Amira, congratulations, and I'm so happy for you to see your process.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You was a guest on the show before. We got to bring you back.
Oh.
Yeah.
She came on
it was so funny. It's so funny. When I picked up the phone, I saw that because, you know, I'm not on social media as much. But I didn't even know Speedy was on there. I said, let me support today. And then I'm listening because I'm driving. I was like, oh, wow, Speedy. So I'm over here trying to text and drive. I enjoyed the memories.
Don't do that.
And, oh, no, no,
yeah.
no. I put it on Siri. I told her that she could be nosy. Oh yeah, that's why I said the funny. I just put it. I was the first one to know that you. The first one that heard your funny jokes because my nose had gotten so big, and he was making fun of my nose being so big, and I was pregnant. It was so funny.
I don't remember that part.
But memory, Speedy.
Yes. Yeah,
you
we go
were
back.
The first one I went to see when I was hanging out with you guys and on the comedy thing here, going to the Regency West and stuff to see you and others. So when I hear all this comedy stuff, I say I've been around a long time.
Yeah, you was a baby
listening
then.
And paying attention. Yes, and I do say congratulations because you done come a long way in this game.
Thank you.
Didn't curse and all the things. You know, it's a lot of things that you had
shit,
to
meet
on
curse.
The outside.
Like
yeah. Yeah, but to sit back now at our age and to see the success and how you have been through this and...
Thank you. We all curse
now because I didn't curse. But it's good to see you guys. It's good to see the listen and hear the memories and to see my friend, grow her station. And I'm really excited.
Yeah, keep supporting, y'all. Keep supporting.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Kimberly, for calling in. We'll have you back. We had her on the girls. It was like a all ladies, what ladies think type of show, and they got on here and clowned. I was feeling so sorry for the men. I was shrinking down in my seat. They were okay then. But thank you. Thank you for calling. And we'll have you back on.
Yeah. 515-602.
Okay. Bye, you guys. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to hang up now.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Follow me.
Okay. So I do have a question.
Shoot.
That you already answered.
Mm-mm.
So you really don't think he was clown?
We talk all the time.
Okay.
And when he was going through, he was just like, man, it's crazy. And he just needs, sometimes you just got to slow down.
Yeah.
And that life just, because he was always working. And then when he's on the road, he gone for like months.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's just enjoying being with his daughters and just enjoying that part. So.
That's beautiful. So you guys met in the 1990?
Met 1989, 90.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a comedy club in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And they were giving away a $100 prize. Well, it was a club. And they were giving away a $100 prize to the funniest comedian.
Okay.
So you come in and you could win $100.
Yeah.
So they had singers and then they do the comics.
Okay.
So I was like, and I didn't tell nobody because I needed the $100. I really need that $100.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm going to go here and I can win this.
Yeah.
Have some money. I get there and Fox went up and he tore the roof off that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, God, dude, it's funny. So I go up, I do my thing. And the guy goes, we have a tie. I'm like, no, we don't have no tie. He had no tie. And then we became best friends from that moment on. We hung out like every day because we had the same interests.
Yeah. That's dope. I remember at the Sunset Room and they used to be like, oh, that's Speedy, that's Jamie Foxx's best friend. Say that all the time. But you definitely have held your own through it all. I know you were on the Foxhole radio station and network, correct?
Yeah.
And then it was Speedy and Friends.
Yeah, so they said, well, Speedy, you want to do your own show? I was like, yeah. I never did radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. So we did Speedy's Comedy Corner on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So it was totally different than what we did on Friday. Because on Friday, we just clown.
Wild out, yeah.
And we clowned on Wednesdays, but it was more, I would just have more comedian friends on.
Okay.
And I was given pretty much people you hear now on the radio did my show.
Yeah.
At some point, they came and did my show from Corey Holcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone at
Tiffany
some point.
Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish was a regular on the show. And so someone was telling me the other day, you're like the uncle of comedy. I was like, huh? Because all the people you put down. I'm like, and I never look at it like that.
Yeah.
I just figure, hey, man, I got a show. Come hang out.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way.
And you're still that way.
Yeah, to this day.
That's how I got on your show. So tell them about Rollout Digital.
So Rollout Live with Speedy and Friend or Rollout Digital is a show that we do Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's on, you can see it on YouTube. Very, very funny show. We got we got all kind of backed up shows. Wanzer, he got on the show because he came one time. His name is actually Anthony.
Anthony.
And we were like, that ain't going to work. I said, what's your last name? He went, Wanzer. I said, Dad, yeah. So he's been Wanzer ever since. And he's from D.C. And he knew nothing about radio. And most people that don't, And I just tell him to come have fun. And next thing you know, they want to make sure he's there. I'm like, hey.
He's funny. And the first time I came, it was easy for me to, like, play off of him because I was sitting there like, what the hell's going on?
What are they doing?
I thought this was a fucking interview. Like, what are you doing?
It's about me. Talk to me.
I'm trying to get it where I fit in. Right. So you kept talking about that. You tricked the girl, saying you're going to take her out for dinner, and you don't really take her out for dinner.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Steak dinner.
Yeah.
So what do you do, not take her?
I have one girlfriend. Yeah, when I meet him, I say, I'd like to take you out for a steak dinner. Because, you know, all,
and then they get dressed.
All women want to eat a good steak dinner.
And they get dressed.
They agree to it, and we end up going to McDonald's or something.
Cheeseburger
ass.
Steak.
We're dating. I was dating this one, and 3 years into the relationship, it hit her one day. She said, you know what? I said, what? She said, you never took me for a steak dinner.
Yeah.
I said, and I never will.
We got to definitely have you back, but I'm going to get a few more things in before we wrap up.
Please.
First of all, what's next? I know you have your show. You have your show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm coming tomorrow to be on there. But what else do you?
We're going to be in Oakland for a comedy tour that we put together, me and Hope. It's called Damn, They Funny as Fuck Comedy Tour. And we're going to Tommy T's on March 1st through the 3rd. So if you're in the Oakland area or San Jose area, please come hang out with us. We got two shows each night. It's going to be funny as hell. It's Hope Flood, myself, Screw the Rule, and what's my man from Detroit? I can't remember.
Is it Brandon?
From the
No. Brandon. I'm going to try to get Brandon on the show. I'm trying to get B on the show. And it's just going to be a very, very good show. So come on out. And I got a book coming out.
Oh, okay.
Man Cold Violations from Me. And it's just certain things that, like, no dudes who wear split-toe sandals. No dudes.
No flip-flops.
No flip-flops.
No flip-flops.
Slides with some gym socks. That's what you're supposed to wear.
Slides with gym socks. Okay.
Slides with gym socks.
I get it.
Don't split your toes, fella, because you split your toes. You know, whatever. Plus, people know you didn't come to fight. You got a split toe, step on your foot. Either way. And I never forget. So we had a fan that called in. And I put it in the book as well. And he goes, is this a man code violation? He goes, he's at a backyard barbecue. And the father is cooking.
Okay.
And he goes to the son because he's got beans, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he puts the spoon up to his son's mouth. And I said, well, that's man code.
Yeah.
You can't.
Violation.
Even though it's your son, you can't feed your.
I can't be like, hey, Speedy, try this.
And then still hold it.
All right. And do my hand like this.
So, and then, but, you know, you can't put your hand. There's certain things like that. So I talked about it one time. Someone like, yeah, do a book. So I'm in the process of putting that book together. So it's coming soon. So we want you guys to get the book, Speedy's Man Code Violations. That's just my codes. They don't.
So we'll be able to get it on Amazon and all that.
Hopefully it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be everywhere.
It's a process. It's a real process. Like,
where are you at in that process?
The beginning.
He's at the
I'm on page one.
The idea.
They call you Speedy, so you'll get done fast. That wasn't like I wouldn't.
Well, no. I'm saying from when I thought about doing it to this point, it's probably been 3 years because I didn't know how to get to this point.
Okay.
So then a friend of mine, Mike Hill, he got a book done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and black people go, you got a book.
If you can read and write.
You can read and write.
I know I can read and write,
too. I can scribble. Pretty sure I can do that.
Pretty sure.
So it's coming to you.
Okay, good.
I'll come back and do your show.
Yes, I was going to say. Okay. Is this your home now? Come back. And you also got to come back and co-host with me.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh,
yeah. Cool.
You, I don't need
well,
to kill him.
Or your driver.
This is the driver.
I'm a driver today.
That also doubles as a comedian.
Yeah, your son has my car. Okay. You call your buddy and go, what you doing?
You want to be a star? Guess what?
Come on, admit, when
Amir got a show. I could probably make you a star if you come with me.
But when you walked up in here, Waz, I know you was like, damn,
you
made it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'm going to be a star for that. I said, we're going to be stars, Speedy.
Way different than my show. I'm still in queues. I'm like, okay, we're going to have a little running lights. Like,
so you got the real.
Yeah, we got the running lights.
Yeah.
Not like these, though. Our lights go in and out.
Well, if you step on the cord,
I take batteries. Yours plug in.
What's wrong? This needs battery. And I love it. I love the screen behind you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this is nice. You got cameras.
I think you got this. Don't you got this behind us?
No.
TV got a crack in it.
Oh, shut up,
Yeah, you get half a basketball game. The other half is a football game.
Half
of
Speedy's
on.
Face. This is a Speedy and Fern.
Who is Fern?
Well, you know, we came down to those last few moments of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I would always ask for you to say something to the people, inspiration, the ones that's coming after you, the ones that want to do what you do.
Inspiration.
What could you...
Start sending me a memo. I could leave you.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Look at my phone. This is what I want to say to all the beautiful people in the world. Be you. Don't be nobody else, because you being somebody else ain't you. So always be you instead of somebody else, because you is you. Nobody could be you.
You pimping to the kids. Do you believe me?
Believe me, baby.
Look up in the sky. See the stars. You got to stay in school, baby. Do you believe me? You got to read my book, baby.
It's going to be drawings. It's going to be writing. It's going to be with everything. Hey, man, if you got a dream, just keep following it.
That's right.
Because I think things of what we do, especially being a singer, oh, my goodness. There's a lot of people that want to do what we do, but there's only a few that can actually do it. So, this girl can sing.
Thank you.
That's your advice?
That's all I got right there.
Come on. You're going to get your chance, Wanza. I ain't even at you yet.
Speedy.
Well, had you been on the show, you could give your speech.
Right.
Had you been a
schedule driver? you're a driver today. They never asked a driver a point of view. Really don't need a driver because I got Siri.
Drivers have dreams too, Speedy.
Do they? Uber's blue. You
think I just want to drive?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what's your handle? Give me your handle.
Oh, Speedy is funny on everything. That's Speedy IZ, funny on everything. Kim, hit me on there. Again, Speedy is funny on everything, even on Cash App.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You have to drop that Cash App.
Yeah,
that's how it's going.
You want to slide me a little. Speedy, you want to slide me that hun, find that hoe. Hun for you.
Come on.
See how I blend that together?
I see how you
the
did
whole
that. I see what you did there. Okay. And you can also see him tomorrow on Rollout Digital.
Yes, Rollout Live, show. Speedy and Friend, Rollout Digital.
Where can they get, where do they find that at when they
We'll probably be on YouTube or you can go to Patreon. We're on there as well. And just type in Rollout Digital. It'll pop up. If you go on YouTube right now, all the old shows are pop up there. Whit Wanzer on there. I don't know why. He just shows up. We don't.
They have food.
Well, you feed them. That's what I'm going to say. You feed them. I got muffins out. I did get some.
Oh, you did?
That's soft. I'm going to put that in the book.
What?
No dudes eat muffins.
Really?
Mm-mm. That's a manco violation.
Manco violation.
You got crumbs.
You're doing this.
But what's another word? What else can muffin?
Donuts.
No, but like
men
when
eat
when
donuts.
You say muffin, like what is that code for?
See,
like,
that's the only way you say muffin. You have to go muffin,
code, muffin, Speedy.
You say donut.
You want a muffin, Speedy?
No.
No.
Nah.
Because you got to feed somebody a muffin. Here you go.
And it start crumbling. Now
they're
what you do?
Cute and little out there, too. You can just hold them
in
your mouth.
Yeah, you shouldn't
even
said that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can just pop them in your mouth. There's nothing wrong with
you want
your
a cute muffin?
Popped in your mouth?
I'm good.
Speaking of cute muffins, Wanza.
Hilarious! You're a muffin.
What would you leave the people with? Just some inspiration for the people. Listening audience.
Let me show you how to be inspirational.
You're
oh,
be
God,
Lord,
Wanza.
Lord.
If you got a dream, baby, you got to go for it. Now, I would say like Speedy, you know, don't give up, you know, go after your dream and, you know, go get it. And hopefully you get there. Yeah.
Somebody on the cliff going, you know. I'm going to get out of here.
It just reminds me like a fifth grader and like his homeboy laughing at him while he's trying to give a speech.
Right, I'm doing my book report and he laughing.
Yeah.
He ain't doing his homework.
They all getting the F.
What's your handle, Wanza?
Mine is going to be my name, Anthony Wanzer. Anthony, WANZER. You can follow me on Instagram.
German.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it so much.
No, thanks for having us.
I was trying to get you here.
Yes, this is fantastic. Wait till I get back tomorrow.
Now we got to get you on the late night show.
Oh, yeah, late night?
You can clown.
This ain't late night?
No, this is daytime TV, isn't it? This is daytime television, I would say. Mm. But we get a little wild and loose at the late night. We got the band and everything popping.
In here?
No, not in here.
Oh.
Not in here.
Like, where the drummer going?
We've been doing it at Tasty's, Elite by Tasty's Lounge in Inglewood, but it's been good.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I would love to.
Got
to
get you on that. And without further ado, our co-host, Mr. Edouard LeGrant.
How
do
you say Edouard?
Edouard.
Edouard. Oh, Edouard.
That's French, huh?
Creole.
Creole?
Yes.
French, yeah. See?
Edouard.
See, Speedy, I'm educated.
Yeah.
Are you?
Kind of. I knew it had
pride.
And why?
What would you leave the people with?
It's not about, it's kind of like carrying on, putting on what they were saying as far as following your dreams. You know, following your dreams, you fall a lot. It's not about what made you fall. It's about what you do after the fall. You know, get up, dust yourself off.
You cannot stop.
Yeah.
And where can they get you? And your music?
You can follow me on Instagram at Chief Louis Bag, the God.
You gotta say the God.
When you say Chief Louis Bag, right.
Whole another dude come up. Like, oh,
yeah, hey. Multiple.
He ain't got a headband on.
I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and coming soon, iTunes.
All right.
The only thing missing at the end was, all of the shit.
All the shit. All the shit.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
All swagged out. All right, you guys, I want to give a couple of shout-outs before I get off here. Thug Life, shout-out to you. Tiffany Wilson, shout-out to you. We'll have her back on the show with Tiffany's Corner. Taki, shout-out to you. Pierre Goes Crazy, shout-out to you. Queen Dean, my makeup artist, shout-out to you, honey. She's always traveling around the world, celebrity makeup style artist. And then Right Wayne Group, shout out to you and everybody else that tuned in today on YouTube,
you.
Facebook, everywhere. Celebrity interviewer, I said it is on here. Hood Rock is on here. Y'all came out. Thank you so much for tuning in and checking us out again. And this has been another episode of 2020 Vision. And the message is what it always is: love, life, and light. You guys, no matter what, you got to keep going. As everyone has already stated, you got to keep going. We love our legends. We love our legends, and we're going to continue to celebrate them here on 2020 Vision and give them their flowers now. If we're not going to do it, no one else will. Let them know who they are. You know, stand up. Stand up and be recognized. People like your Speedies and your Jamie Foxes and your D.O. Hooglies and your Cat Williams, you know, stand up and be celebrated.
You're not going to say him.
Wanda.
Yeah.
He's here. You got to
celebrate.
Legend.
You're right. You got 10 more years.
I'm like, I mean, where I'm from, you know.
I mean, 35 years in the game. 35 years. Anyway, you guys, you can find me at Mira the Songstress on everything, any platform you like to listen and any place you like to watch on YouTube, Facebook, or IG. And remember, stay focused. Bam.
No regrets. No regrets. No regrets.
Let me fix my crown. Baby, like domino, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I merge into the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close, don't take a second guess. Rising high so you know I'm blessed. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a reflex. Second, 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 guess, riding high, so you know I'm blessed. No regrets, no regrets, no regrets. Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and light and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a reflex. Oh yeah. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess, riding high so you
to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh yeah.
I'm built for this. Came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close. Don't take a second to second guess. By the time you know I'm playing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
I'm getting close.
Don't take a second to second guess. By the time you know I'm playing.